This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, July 2nd, 2014. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Christina Karnatz. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, Roby Brock from our content partner, Talk Business and Politics, leads a roundtable discussion on workforce education in the state. And Pea Ridge National Military Park officials are restoring the battlefield to its original ecological state.
Plus, Fayetteville residents work to expand Gully Park. And in the latest installment of our monthly food series, we sample some locally made hummus.
Those stories and more, but first. Yesterday, the Arkansas Senate and House each passed identical measures designed to prevent increased health insurance costs for public school employees. Each chamber sent their version to the other for a final vote after midnight this morning. Republican Senator Jim Hendren helped craft changes to the health plan, including removing coverage for part-time school employees, one of the more contentious provisions.
The same alternatives that are available to part-time employees that work at Tyson or Walmart or McDonald's. They have the exact same options available that any employee in the private sector has. And I guess that's part of what the task force looked at, is what is the purpose of our education dollars and our health insurance dollars? Is it for health insurance or is it for job recruitment?
But a small cohort of senators from both parties voted against the bills yesterday. Joint Budget Chair Larry Teague, a Democrat from Nashville, says the proposed measures aren't based on agreed-upon projections.
This frustrates me to no end. My question is, how much do we save? How much does it cost to provide the insurance? And I think we're projecting a shortfall again, but I never did get that out of them.
Legislation headed for a final vote also includes increasing out-of-pocket costs for public school employees, limiting spousal coverage, and redirecting health care-related tax savings from school districts to the insurance program.
The CARE Foundation yesterday announced more than $3 million in grants to support underserved children throughout Northwest Arkansas. Anita Sism is the president of the CARE Foundation, and she says $2.9 million will go toward funding pre-K programs in Northwest Arkansas.
Well, there are more than 4,000 children in Northwest Arkansas that don't have access to pre-K, and we know that it's critical to getting kids off to the right start in school and in life. So CARE Foundation's funding will help create pre-K access for 200 additional additional students annually.
The grant will create space for 60 new pre-K enrollees in Bentonville, 40 new enrollees in Rogers, and 100 new enrollees in Springdale. Yesterday's announcement also included $90,000 being granted to the Samaritan Community Center over the course of 3 years to support a new middle school mini meals program throughout the area. Sism says childhood hunger is still an issue in Northwest Arkansas.
1 in 4 children in our region are being impacted by hunger, and that's a lot of children. And at the middle school level, it's estimated that there are 2,200 middle school students that are food insecure. So a lot of these children don't even know where their next meal is coming from.
Yesterday's multi-million dollar grant is on top of the nearly $60 million the CARE Foundation has invested in community health and education during the past 15 years.
After 2 weeks of further consideration, the Fayetteville City Council has approved proposed changes to the governance of the Walton Arts Center. Speaking at last night's meeting, Greg Lee, chair of the Walton Arts Center Board, reaffirmed the Arts Center's commitment to completing the renovation of its facility on Dixon Street.
My personal pledge to you as a board member and current chairman is to make all best efforts to ensure that this expansion program is carried through as pledged to the city of Fayetteville, carried through to its completion. In addition, should you approve the governance, I assure you that I will do my very best to effect an appropriate transition.
U of A Chancellor David Gerhardt also spoke in favor of the governance changes. He said while he is a supporter of a more regional approach in the future of the Walton Arts Center, his first concern is with Fayetteville and the university, and that the governance changes would only benefit both entities.
I believe very strongly that we have to look out after ourselves. Nobody else is going to do that. The City of Fayetteville and the University of Arkansas are the two entities that have to do everything we can to make certain that the Walton Arts Center remains viable and continues to be an important entity in our city and on Dixon Street.
Alderman Justin Tennant said comments last night and recent moves by the Walton Arts Center Council had sated his prior concerns about the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville potentially receiving less focus because of the Walmart Amp in Rogers and the proposed new facility in Bentonville. And he withdrew his proposed amendment that would have caused the new governance changes to be triggered by completion of the renovation of the Dixon Street facility. With little voiced dissent, the council voted 7-1 to approve the new governance for the Walton Arts Center, with only Alderman Alan Long voting against.
Tyson Foods has officially entered into a definitive agreement to acquire Hillshire Brands. According to an announcement yesterday, Tyson will acquire all outstanding shares of Hillshire for $83 per share, an all-cash transaction valued at roughly $8.5 billion. The termination of a merger agreement between Hillshire Brands and Pinnacle Foods was key to the deal. The termination of that deal means Tyson will pay $163 million to Pinnacle. The deal is expected to close by September 27th, the final day of Tyson Foods' fiscal year.
While many have been paying attention to the World Cup in Brazil, one local town is involved in a tournament of its own. Xylem Springs made it to the Final Four in Parade Magazine's competition for America's Best Main Street. Although the city ended up being outvoted yesterday by McBenville, Oregon, Xylem Springs only narrowly lost with 49.4% of the vote.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals open a three-game series with Midland tonight at Arvis Ballpark in Springdale. The current homestand for the Nats lasts through Monday night's game with Frisco. The USA Baseball Collegiate National Team, coached by Arkansas Razorback head coach Dave Van Horn, will face the National Chinese Taipei team again tonight in an international friendly competition in North Carolina. Last night in the first game for Team USA, the contest ended after 10 innings at a 5-5 tie. The USA team, which also includes Arkansas Razorback pitcher Trey Killian, will play several more games against teams from Japan and Cuba before the end of the month.
Today is the final day of competition for the National Golden Games in Fayetteville, featuring athletes who are veterans and at least 55 years of age. Competitors are participating in cycling, horseshoes, and shuffleboard. The closing ceremonies are tonight at the Fayetteville Town Center.
Tonight's weather forecast calls for partly cloudy skies with lows from 55 in northwest Arkansas to 63 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, sunny to mostly sunny with highs from 80 to 86. And tomorrow night, expect mostly clear conditions with lows from 58 to 64.